Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Monday, May 12th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a glorious weekend. It was a beautiful Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to those that celebrated on Sunday. But we got a fun week coming up because finally we are going to get the Eagles schedule for the 2025 season. We've known the opponents really since the season ended, but this week on Wednesday at I believe 7 o'clock is when we will be getting finally the Eagles schedule. And let me just start by saying this. I am a big believer in the order of the opponents mattering. I know some people are saying it doesn't matter. The opponents are who they are. And people will also say, look, the schedules or that these games are far way away. You have no idea how these games are going to look. Like a week 16 game right now might look tough, but obviously come week 16, maybe we're sitting here on the daily pod and saying this is a very easy game for the Eagles. So we all agree that that's the case. And that could end up being the case. But the order of the games does still matter. And there was no better example of that than 2023. We saw in 2023, the Eagles got off to a hot start, maybe weren't playing their best football, but that gauntlet they went through of the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Niners, like they got hit after hit after hit and just frankly couldn't get up. You wonder, or at least I should say, I wonder if they have maybe the Giants in there or if they have an easier game, like maybe that collapse doesn't happen. Now, it probably was always going to just with how poorly they played. I mean, they lost to the Cardinals. They got embarrassed by Giants in that final game. But the bottom line is getting that stretch of games when they were playing poorly really ended up impacting them. So how these games play out absolutely matters. With that in mind, let's do my one and only version 1.0, Eagles 2025 mock schedule. And the way I do this is, let's say Roger Goodell called the Eagles and said, you know what? You won the Super Bowl. We're going to give you the ability to pick your schedule. You get to place them, get to put them in order. You get to pick how your 18-week schedule goes. When the bye week is, home, away, you get to pick it. I went through, and with that in mind, I did the exercise of saying, all right, if I could build the ideal schedule for the Eagles, what helps them the most? What would that look like? Now, one takeaway from doing this is it is a tough schedule. Like it definitely is. Like normally when I do this, I can find easy games to put in, you know, if I think they need a win here or easy way to end the season. Like normally you can do that. That was not as easy this time around. Like there's a chance when this schedule comes out on Wednesday, we could look at it and say there are multiple gauntlets on the schedule, multiple stretches where they're going to have trouble potentially stringing together wins, or it's just going to be like a stretch that's going to be really physically taxing on their body. Because we also know they're going to get tons of primetime games. Speaking of which, depending on when you're listening to this, the week one game might already be out. NBC is expected to announce a game on Monday, considering the season will open on NBC Thursday night in Philadelphia. Good chance we get that opponent. So With all that in mind, here is my Eagles 2025 mock schedule. Okay, week one. I think if you're the Eagles and you can pick who you want to play, I am picking the Detroit Lions. Now, the Eagles are at home, which obviously gives them the options of Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, Bears, Lions, Broncos, Raiders, Rams. So you could go the path of the Raiders, right? Thursday night, prime time, get an easy game, get a win, like a celebratory night. I see the logic for that. But I also think you want a lot of the teams that you think are going to be bad, you want them at the back end of the schedule because at that point, they have nothing to play for, right? Early on in the year, every team is playing for something. Every team is playing with the idea of making the playoffs. So I landed on the Lions for this reason. The Lions, the Eagles, and the Commanders, in my opinion, are the best three teams in the NFC. And with that in mind, they are the three that are going to be, I think, competing for that number one seed. So the game against the Lions in Philadelphia is a massive game for the Eagles. It could end up being the tie-breaking game. The reason I want that first is because the Detroit Lions have two new coordinators. So you get them in the first game with two new coordinators. You also get them in a very advantageous spot for the Eagles. Look, no matter when the Eagles play the Lions, it's going to be crazy at the link. It's going to be a primetime game. But Eagles getting them in the Super Bowl banner night when the Lions have two new coordinators and a chance to an opening the season, I think that is maybe the best place to get the Lions. And it's a critical game to get that tiebreaker. So I think the Lions week one would be a win for the Eagles. And I think that's who they should hope they play. Okay, next up. Again, not a lot of easy games on the schedule, but I think the second best game or the week two game they could pick would be the Minnesota Vikings. Now, that's a way, but here's why I think that. The Vikings are likely going to be starting J.J. McCarthy, rookie quarterback, didn't play at all last year. I want a rookie quarterback early in his career. If you get the Vikings later in the season, J.J.'s played a bunch of football. Like, I think there is an advantage to seeing him in his second career game. Now, the disadvantage of that is there's not as much tape on him. If you were to get him in week 13, 14, 15, you would have 12 weeks in theory of tape on how to attack him. But I trust Vic Fangio against a rookie quarterback to make his life tough. So Detroit week one, I think that could be a win. And then Vikings, because it's J.J. McCarthy, I think that could be a win as well. So on paper, you look at it and go, Lions-Vikings, that's a brutal start to the season. I actually think those are both very winnable games. So you get the tiebreaker over the Lions. And then look, the Vikings, I don't expect to be as good as they were last year, but they were also a team competing for that top seed. So I think you get two critically important tiebreakers early on. So you go Detroit at home, Minnesota on the road. Week three, this is where I put an easy game because while I think they would beat the Lions and the Vikings, there is a shot they go 1-1. I mean, they could go 0-2 in theory. I think they will go 2-0, but I go Lions-Vikings and then home, probably 1 o'clock, Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are not going to be good. I know they have Geno Smith and Pete Carroll, so they have upgraded in that sense, but I think this is a game the Eagles should win. The Raiders coming across, obviously, West Coast to East Coast, so I have that built in as a potential, like, safety net game where if they did start 0-2, you get a home game, bad opponent, you get a chance to rebound there. Now, I think the Eagles will be 3-0 at this point. So going into week four, and there was, again, no great place to place this game, but Buffalo Bills away. And the reason I picked it is because if you get that game in December, there's a chance you're playing in 18 inches of snow or, you know, like it's terrible to get there. Like, I think ultimately you want the Bills on an even playing field. The Eagles can play in snow, but the Bills are just used to playing snow games in Buffalo. No tiebreaker aspects for this one, but I think Buffalo away early on is what you want because you want less of a chance of snow. Now, you look at those first four games, Lions, Vikings, and Bills all in the first four, definitely very tough, but the Eagles should be healthy entering, hopefully, the beginning of the season. And we have seen, I mean, didn't happen last year, but we have seen Sirianni traditionally get off to hot starts. In fact, I think he's undefeated in week one games. So I think putting the tougher opponents early would actually be advantageous for the Eagles. Okay, week five, coming off the Bills, I put the Chicago Bears. Rookie head coach, get him early on. Now, I know he's been a coordinator and, you know, he's not like a completely inexperienced coach, but rookie coach early on, winnable game in case they lose to Buffalo. There's just not many super easy wins on this schedule. You could convince me to maybe put the Giants there because I think they would beat the Giants. But I think coming off the Bills game, which very well could be a loss, let's say they go 2-0 in those first two games because of the schedule and the way it plays out. They beat the Raiders, that's 3-0. Buffalo Bills, let's say you lose that one, you're 3-1, and then you get to come back home, play Chicago. That's a game that could move you to 4-1. Next up, week 6, Green Bay Packers. Again, similar logic to Buffalo, honestly. Like, you just won a game where weather could be an issue early on so that it's not build a dome. You never have to worry about this again. Less chance of an injury, in my opinion, when you're not playing in snow. So I put the Packers after the Bears. Coming off a win, the Packers, you know, the tush push bowl, I guess, winnable game, but away it does make it tough. All right. After the Packers, week 7, I put the Washington Commanders. Tough game. No matter where you put it, Washington Commanders away. Washington is going to have this game circled on their schedule going into the season. Like, beating the Eagles will be their number one priority after how the Eagles embarrassed them in the NFC Championship game. So not great to get it coming off the Packers. And I have it as an away because I think you'd rather have Washington at home later in the season in case you need to win that game. But the Washington Commanders away in week 7. All right, week 8. I have the Dallas Cowboys, this one at home. The Cowboys are not going to be that good. I don't think their head coach is going to be very good. If Dak's healthy, their floor gets raised a little bit just because he is obviously above competent quarterback. And last year when they didn't have him, they clearly didn't have that. But I think coming off the Commanders, it's a winnable game. You get it at home. Enter the bye week with a win. So you look at the first 8 games. I gave them a week 9 bye. Don't get cute with it, in my opinion. You could potentially convince yourself into taking an early bye or a way later bye because the Eagles could have the bye in the first round of the playoffs and should be making a deep playoff run. But I think you just hope for it in the middle, coming off training camp too, week 9 bye week. So based off this schedule, I would have the Eagles 1-0 versus the Lions, 2-0 when they play the Vikings, 3-0 when they play the Raiders, 3-1 when they play the Bills, 4-1 when they play the Bears, 5-1 when they play the Packers, 6-7, 8-1. Yeah, 7-1 in their first 8 games. So week 9 would be the bye. And then the schedule, in my opinion, since I built it, gets easier. Like, there are some more tough games, but look at that. In the first part of the schedule, you've already played the Lions, the Vikings, the Bills, the Packers, the Commanders. Like, 5 playoff opponents off the board. So on the other side, we're going to get into the second half of my mock schedule to see what the ideal schedule for the Eagles will be. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, as we continue the ideal Eagles mock schedule, we are now week 10, the Eagles coming off a bye week, only 1 or 2 losses. I think probably only 1 loss, but maybe 2 if you want to say they split that Packers Commanders back to back. So I think 7-1, 6-2 type of feel coming out of the bye week. But much like 2023, the Super Bowl rematch comes off of the bye week, week 10, Kansas City Chiefs away. I'll be interested to see the Chiefs, how they are this year. You know, with Andy and Mahomes and Spagnuolo, of course, they're going to be good. But I don't know. I could see them having a bit more of a down year. Regardless, week 10, you get the bye week to prepare for it. Going to be a primetime game. Hopefully the weather is better than it was last time we were in Kansas City for that one. But Kansas City away. Look, I think after what they did in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs will be amped up to play them. I think you could put this down as a loss, but we also saw in the Super Bowl, the Eagles are just way more talented than the Chiefs are. So that's definitely a toss-up. So week 11, I would put the Denver Broncos at home coming off the Chiefs game that could potentially be a loss. The Broncos have a great defense. I'm in on Bo Nix, but I think it's one of the more winnable games left on their schedule regarding the in terms of the opponent. So Chiefs, then Broncos at home. Week 12, the New York Giants away. At this point, the Giants are likely playing for nothing. You come off two tricky-ish games. I think they should beat the Broncos, and they should beat the Chiefs, or at least that's a toss-up. But regardless, I think you'd want an easy opponent at that point. So you go Giants away in week 12, and this begins the only like long road trip of the season. Three straight away games. So I have them week 12, New York Giants, week 13, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and week 14, Los Angeles Chargers. So you get that win versus the Giants, which they absolutely should. Tampa Bay late, hopefully it's cooler. You're not playing in that like god-awful heat that they played in September last year when they played in Tampa Bay. And that is a winnable game for the Eagles. Obviously, Jalen has struggled in the past against Todd Bowles, and it's not like an easy game, but this is one I think you could win. So you have the Giants and Bucks back-to-back. Hopefully that sets you up for the Week 14 game to Los Angeles. Honestly, this is the last one I put on the schedule. It's a dome game. It's an unfamiliar opponent. They're a decent team. Like, I don't know if there is any real advantage to having this one way or the other in the season. They're likely going to be competing for a playoff spot. So when I put together the 18 weeks, this was the last one I came up with. Maybe not great to have three straight away games, but if you're going to have three straight away games, the first one just being up the turnpike, the second one a quick trip to Florida and hopefully nice weather, and then the last one is across the country, but it's in a dome, nice stadium. So I don't think it's a particularly grueling three-game road stretch if you're going to have three straight away games. Okay, with four games to go at this point, I would guess the Eagles probably have maybe two or three losses, but I think the final four set them up to get the push for the number one seed if that's still what they're in contention for, which I very much assume they will be. Week 15, Washington Commanders home. You get them at home for the critical game. You're coming off three straight away games. You could argue an easier game here, but when I built this schedule, I'd rather have the two easiest games of the season, the last two games, in case you need those wins. So Washington Commanders at home. Maybe you, if you need to make up a game, this is a chance to do it. Or if you're ahead, this is a chance to, you know, really put your foot down heading into those final 3 weeks. So week 15, I would say the Washington Commanders. Week 16, the Los Angeles Rams. They are at home. I think you want them late in the year. Stafford, potential injury. He's an older quarterback. We saw last year in the snow. I know Stafford played well, but I think the snow was an advantage for the Eagles. Maybe it's snowing in December. Who knows? But the Rams outside in the cold, I'd rather have that in December than early on in the year. And then final two games, the Dallas Cowboys away week 17, New York Giants home. Now, Dallas Cowboys away, not an easy game. I've talked about this a lot. James was at that game in 2023 when they got demolished. Like, the Cowboys are just a really tough place to play. Even last year, they ended up winning comfortably, but it was a close game for those first two quarters against a backup quarterback. So not the easiest game, but I think there is a shot the Cowboys will just simply have nothing to play for at this point. It wouldn't shock me if Dak's not playing. You know, who knows what the head coach situation will be. I think that's going to be a disaster there. The Micah Parsons, George Pickens contract situations, it's combustible. I think the Dallas Cowboys week 17, I wouldn't normally advocate for Cowboys away to be one of the final two games, but I think in this case, that would be a winnable game. And then week 18, the Eagles' easiest game they get every year, Giants at home. You get it week 18, maybe you're not playing your starters, maybe you're resting up, but in this case, if you need the win, you absolutely can get it against the Giants. So that would be my mock schedule. Yeah, I mean, looking at it, look, it's tough. Like, the Lions, the Vikings, the Bears, the Bills, the Packers, the Chiefs. Like, there's just a lot of real, the Commanders twice. There's a lot of really good teams on their schedule. But if I had to build it in this way, I think it's advantageous. You get the bye in the middle. You get an easy end to the schedule. You get your first two games are tough. But I think if you get them early based off those teams, those are two teams that you should be able to win and get two important wins out of the gate. Now, by the time you're hearing this, maybe you already know week one and this thing is irrelevant, but I love doing this exercise. I love looking at what the schedule could be like, and I can't wait to talk to you about the schedule throughout the week. So that'll do it for today's episode of the Daily Go Birds podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.